UNC made a commitment in 2010 to phase out coal at the campus's predominant electricity provider by 2020. The failure to do so, however, led several groups to unsuccessfully try litigating or lobbying for change. The National Sierra Club and the Center for Biological Diversity are among those groups, having been involved in a case that sued UNC for violating the federal Clean Air Act. While the district court ruled in favor of UNC last September, saying the two nonprofits lacked standing or evidence for their claims of injury, the judge acknowledged that the cogeneration plant emits harmful pollutants. The two groups also urged for change at the state level, writing to the North Carolina Department of Air Quality and using the pollutants as reason to avoid renewing a permit for UNC's facility. Former Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle similarly sent a letter on behalf of the town and council to that state department. Since the NCDAQ ultimately issued a new permit for the cogeneration plant, the town teamed up with the Sierra Club and Center for Biological Diversity to petition the EPA to step in. Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles told 97.9 The Hill the town's recent move of threatening to sue the EPA is less dramatic than it sounds. While the local government has notified the federal agency of its plans, the mayor said it is more a strong request for a requirement to be fulfilled.
Really what it comes down to is we're asking the EPA to meet their statutory duty to respond to our petition. We filed a petition with these two partners back in October. The federal law requires the EPA to respond within 60 days, and they haven't done so. So we have filed what's called a notice of intent to sue to urge the EPA to meet their duty under the law.
Siles said Carrboro's stance is for the EPA to object to the state's permit because the plant is still violating the Clean Air Act. While the nonprofits lacked standings and proof of injury in their initial federal lawsuit, the group hopes the EPA will see the data from the UNC plant and rescind the state's permit. Ashley Ward is a senior policy associate for engagement at Duke University's Nicholas Institute for Energy, Environment, and Sustainability. During a recent conversation with 97.9 The Hill, she said steps like the town of Carrboro's highlight the need for widespread buy-in to limiting environmental impact. While the U.S. government has taken some high-profile steps in recent years, she said bigger commitments across all levels in our country are needed to address pollutants and emissions, which affect the rate of climate change.
Government can't do this alone. It is going to take coordination among universities, private industry, and government. The government's job could be, like with the Inflation Reduction Act and the bipartisan infrastructure bill, to lower the barrier, incentivize private industry. And I think everyone needs to appreciate what those lanes are and really push those institutions within those lanes.
Ward said she believes universities serve in an educational and research role when it comes to how to explore environmental impact. As an institution with long-term planning and less political influence than for-profit industries, she said there are opportunities for such public agencies to be leaders for change.
But universities are also super good at translating sort of science and engineering innovation into practice and policy, and doing it through, you know, engagement processes that bring in community perspective. That's something we really don't see done quite as well outside the university setting.
Siles said, however, it's important to acknowledge that some of UNC's dependency on its cogeneration plant stems from a lack of urgency from the state government. While he believes a transition to cleaner energy sources would be a win-win for the university and broader community, Siles said it's heavily affected by state lawmakers' decisions.
I recognize that. Our partners in this petition recognize that. And we ultimately would like for our state leadership to untie the hands of their university leadership to meet these goals around climate action and moving away from use of coal at the plant and ultimately moving toward greater use of renewable energy sources.
The notice of intent means the EPA will have another 60 days to contact the trio of parties about their petition. Otherwise, the town of Carrboro will join a lawsuit against the EPA for a lack of response. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.